tuning in to Podcast Viewfinder. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Podcast Viewfinder. We look at the world around you, the news, movies, video games, music, TV shows, social media, and commercials to see what worldview they promote. Everything pushes a worldview, and we want to help you find your view.
It's all any of us wants, to find a nice person to hang out with till we drop dead. Not a lot to ask. Hey, everybody. I'm Chris.
And I'm James.
I'm Adrian.
And I'm Luke.
Welcome to Podcast Viewfinder, episode 81.
81.
That's 81 episodes of delight.
Yes.
So, hey, this is a podcast about worldview and just pop culture and stuff that everything, the world around us, like, tries to sell us, and we're going to talk about it. This week was a particularly great week because it was Thanksgiving. Aww. So, did you guys have a good Thanksgiving? What did you guys do?
I gave thanks.
Wait, today's episode is brought to you by Cherry Dr. Pepper.
Is that Dr. Pepper was already cherry.
I don't know.
Dr. Pepper even more is 23 cherry. Flavors of different things, but cherry is a part of that.
Now it's dominant.
Now it's a dominant flavor?
Mm. Wait. Is that Dr. Pepper cherry light? It's like black.
Man,
pardon me.
Like, okay, what,
this episode's already ruined.
What's this for? These are great.
So, all right. I'm sorry, people.
It just tastes like Dr. Pepper to me.
No, it has a bit more cherry taste. I'm a Dr. Pepper.
So somebody in our office is like, hey, I love cherry things. And he's like, cherry Dr. Pepper is his favorite. So I came to my office and there's cherry Dr. Pepper on my desk. Thank you to Ken for giving me a cherry Dr. Pepper.
Man.
All right, so Thanksgiving. What did you guys do for Thanksgiving? Did you guys go anywhere?
Ate food. That's about it.
I mean, did you go anywhere? Did you just have family over your house?
Yep, we had family at my house. I did nothing. I watched TV all day. Yeah, I pretty much did. Like, that's it. Is that sad?
Well, and then on Friday,
he watched TV all Friday.
So Friday, Adrian and I, we go down to our aunt and uncle's. We went to a new place this year because they got a new house, and we went down there to Louisville, and it was an awesome house. It was a cool house. But we're going down, and I called James, and I talked to James on the way down, and he's like, yeah, I'm heading home. I just bought Titanfall 2. I was like, sweet.
Yeah.
And then I'm heading home.
Sweet.
I get home and I get a text from James, just beat Titanfall 2. I was like, you didn't do anything that Friday, man. And that's, I was jealous. I was like, I would love
a
day to just play video games once again.
I was like, I have so much time. And then I played online forever. So, and then I watched TV. I literally spent 12 hours.
That's why his sermon.
Yeah, and then James, we preached Sunday. We got to preach yesterday. So you're probably listening on Tuesday, but we do 2 days ago. If you're listening on Tuesday, James and I were preachers
on Sunday.
I'm Pastor James.
I'm Pastor Chris. Adrian, what did you do with Thanksgiving? So you went to your husband's house?
I did. I went to his.
Nice. Wait, your husband doesn't
live with
your
house.
That's weird. That's two houses.
Yeah, it works out that way.
Well, I started off my morning, like every Thanksgiving morning, by watching the Macy's parade.
Oh yeah, we do.
How'd that go?
It was
like
good.
This in March.
Was it like every other it was their Macy's parade?
No, because it was their 90th anniversary.
How was it different?
They had the first Felix the Cat balloon. Like,
what?
The first balloon that was ever in the Macy's parade was Felix the Cat, and they recreated him. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I thought they had
so
the original
that was
balloon.
Cool.
Yeah.
No.
How many people died because of the Joker's laughing gas?
Three.
So, less than last year.
So, anyway, we did that. Then we went to his family's house to eat.
Thanksgiving.
And then we looked through wedding photos from his brother's wedding, and I fell asleep.
Wow.
At the house?
At the house.
While looking at wedding photos?
Yep.
Oh, good. Because you're like, you know what? I don't really care.
That's how everybody thinks about everybody else's wedding photos.
Yeah.
So,
right.
You're like,
that's what I think.
You're like, I spent $5,000 on these, and no one cares.
And
but it's okay, you captured a moment.
And into the room.
And you don't give somebody a job.
Because all any of us wants is a nice person to hang out with till we drop dead. Right?
Well, you forgot to. Did you read that
quote? Yeah, I did. That's the opening quote from. Not. The opening quote today was from the Gilmore Girls, which we'll talk about later for sure, because I'm a gilly. I don't know what they call Gilmore Girl fans. I'm just one of the girls.
Yeah.
Luke, do you do the same thing as your brother James? Just watch TV and do nothing?
Well, Luke slept.
What I did Thursday, I can't remember. All I know is my family just blew up some cars or something. There's a car that no longer works.
What are you talking
There's about? A car. One of my family members totaled their car. Yeah. That's what happened to me on Thursday.
It didn't there. Happen to you.
Well, I was a part of the experience of understanding.
You don't even know what happened.
I know what happened. Uh-huh. The car was working. Now it's not working.
Okay.
That happened, James.
That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was interesting.
Wait, your sister was in a car wreck. She's okay, though, right? I mean, everybody's okay?
I mean, that's two separate things, being okay.
What?
I'm joking. She's fine. Luke, I don't know. I didn't do anything Thursday worth any note other than play video games for what seems to be forever. Less hours than James, for sure.
Yeah.
But more hours than the average person.
Well, good job. So, well, Tuesday of last week, Adrian and I and our spouses went and saw, and sister-in-law, went to Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. And then Wednesday, I went bowling. Took my kids bowling for the first time of their life. That was Fantastic Beast and Where to Find Him. And then on... so my daughter, Sunny, because she's four and she's tiny, they brought out that little ramp. Have you guys seen that? Like, sometimes they're bowling like for little kids. So they brought out the little ramp where you like set the ball on it and just push it down the ramp. It was hilarious.
She didn't have to do anything.
She did great. And then
she scored the highest.
No, I did. I smoked everybody. Oh, yeah. I am a shadow in red ball.
I am the best.
Shadow.
I have my own bowling ball and shoes and no friends.
That's true.
I beat the entire Crossroads staff. We all went bowling one day, and I had the highest score. Made me pray in front of everyone.
Wait, what?
They made me pray for lunch in front of everyone. That was my punishment for winning.
Wow.
Wait, shouldn't they like reward you for winning? I mean,
well, you had to like pray in front of the whole bowling alley.
Like we went bowling as a staff, and then we went to lunch. So at lunch, they were like, "Who had the highest score?" And then everyone was like, "Oh, it's Adrian." And they're like, "Well, then you get to pray."
I like the prayers of punishment. Okay, you know, it's like when you put your thumbs up, like I don't want to pray. Like wow.
Or like if you eat first, you have to pray.
Yeah, because I was trying to make people feel guilty when they say that. I was like, "Oh, that's okay. I'll talk to Jesus."
Except now you do it to your kids all the time. Like, you have to pray because you're...
What? I don't do that to my kids. They want to pray. I ask them if they want to.
They do.
The other thing in prayer, like when people are like, oh, I'll dial. You know, because people are like, oh, you can dial and I'll hang up or whatever. I'm always like, I'm not hanging up on Jesus.
I've never heard of that.
You've never heard dial and hang up?
That sounds...
Well, that's
that
from really
like
dumb.
Pastor.
Christian
Jesus
school.
Juke.
That's like when... Used to like, okay, let's pray, and then 2 minutes pass, and then you start talking, and we're like, what is taking him forever?
I know, I like awkward silence.
And it's like, you're the one who's hanging up, and you're waiting for someone to dial, apparently. I get it now. Life makes sense.
Yeah, but awkward silence, it's great, because somebody always has to break the silence, because they feel weird.
I just text people.
All right.
You did it. You broke it, and you felt weird.
Who?
You.
Luke did. He was the one that talked. All right.
I never stopped.
Oh. Well, let's do it again.
No.
Well.
Okay.
Exciting podcast. Okay.
On to something else. What I watched this week. I'm
no.
Start
I haven't talked about my Thanksgiving.
Your last. Yes, you did.
I was only on Wednesday when we went bowling. So Thursday.
Oh, gosh. This is really just a podcast with Chris to talk about what he does.
I know.
Life.
It's great. No. I went and saw Moana. I did lots of stuff. It was good. But Thanksgiving Day, my daughter was sick. Quincy was sick. So we only went to Angela's family's house for like an hour. So, then we just watched Home Alone with my kids.
Three?
Home Alone 1.
Oh,
it was
nice.
It was great. Sunny, our youngest daughter, loves slapstick humor. So when like the guys were like falling down the stairs, so like would slip and all this stuff, she was like doubled over laughing. Like she loves it. And then Quincy was like, is he gonna be okay? it's so funny, like the contrast between those two. But it was great watching Home Alone with my kids. All right, Luke, what have you been watching this week?
Oh, finally. I watched, with my niece, we watched an episode of The Twilight Zone again.
Again.
Which one did you watch?
Okay, this one's really good.
Okay,
I'm going to make it as quick as possible.
Yeah.
It's called The Monsters on Maple Street.
All right.
It's one of the classic, it's like the best episode that they've ever made.
All right.
It's about, basically, it's an allegory for the Red Scare, like... These aliens come from space and they start messing with people's electronics, and then
that's the Red Scare. I like the Red Scare.
It was Russia. Okay,
James.
All right, so keep going, keep going.
Well, basically, all their electronics stops working, and they start pointing fingers at people like, "What? You're the one that's doing this. You're making all our electronics break." And at the end of the episode, they all go crazy, and they start shooting each other and stuff, and it pans out. And these aliens are like, "See, that's how you conquer humans. You just turn off their electronics, flip some switches, and then they'll turn on each other in an instant."
Oh.
That was the story.
And you know what? They made that in their TV show called Revolution.
What?
Yeah, Revolution, where all the power goes out and everybody turns on each other.
Oh.
Is it aliens?
No, I think. I haven't seen... I only saw, like, the first
episode. The only thing that's keeping civilization propped up is electricity, huh?
But wait, do they know aliens were there?
No, they didn't. Actually, a kid was, like, telling them about these comic books he read. He was not helping the situation at all. He's making all the adults, like, paranoid that there's aliens, and, like, one of us is aliens. And I know who it is. It's you. So that's why it's the Red Scare. If you guys don't know, during the 50s, late, mid-50s, and late 50s.
Yeah.
There was this thing called the Red Scare where this guy named MacArthur would just say, "This guy's a communist," and then they would basically, with no proof, that guy would be, like...
deported.
Not deported, but fired, and he'd lose all credibility, and no one would hire him. And that happened a lot during that time period, and so... Everyone should go see it.
But do the aliens look like humans?
They looked like humans. Okay. But it wasn't... The aliens were like in half a scene, basically. They were just saying, humanity's really easy to take over because they turn on each other in a second.
Oh.
That was the whole gist. And my niece was like, "Where are the monsters?" I was like, that's the thing. The humans are the monsters. She's like, "That's dumb."
How old's your niece?
Langston? I don't know. She's less than 10, five? More than 4.
Okay.
She's in between the 4 to 10 range.
Gotcha.
But everyone, go watch it. It's called... It's on Netflix.
Yep.
That's $8 a month. They're not sponsoring it. $8.99, actually.
Brought to you by not Netflix. All right. James, would you... Oh.
The Monsters on Maple Street.
Monsters on Maple Street. Season 1. Go watch it. I always get excited about... I need to watch Twilight Zone. I forget about it after this. All right. James, what did you watch? You watched like a bunch of anime again.
I have watched a lot. And so, I spent basically my entire break watching either anime or doing a thing called play video games. So I watched a couple.
And anime. Didn't prepare for a sermon, obviously. So.
But it was an amazing sermon. No. And just think.
You did good,
that's,
James.
That's me not prepared. What if I actually tried in life? Right? Man, I'd be amazing.
I know. It's great. No, you did good.
All right. I watched Blood Lad. It's just a vampire show about a vampire. I watched this game called, or watched a show called Overlord.
Titan Ball. It was fantastic. It's a about Titan.
It was about this guy who gets stuck in this video game, and he basically is dominating.
Overlord?
Yep. And then I played Titanfall 2. You already know I beat that game.
How was it?
Fantastic.
Is it good?
Great platforming.
What was the word?
Did you say Fantastic Beast?
Fantastic Mr. Beast, and we're fine. We'll talk about that.
Mr.
Soon.
Beast.
And Call of Duty, and I got to test out Oculus Rift.
Yeah, tell us about that. Okay.
What's
the
world
you buy an Oculus Rift?
So
it's VR.
It's very immersive. It's about immersing you in the experience.
Is that where you put the phone in?
You put on the goggles.
Or is it like actual goggles?
It's actual goggles.
Okay.
It's made for it, and you need the headphones because the audio really makes it.
Immersive.
It's very immersive with the audio. Otherwise,
so wait, where'd you try this out?
At Best Buy.
So do you have like iPhone gifts now?
No, I was the first one to try it, actually. They were just, like, literally just gotten done setting it up, and one of the employees wanted to try it. I'm like, "Well, can I try?" He's like, "Oh, yeah, you try." And I was like, yeah.
And now the employee hates you.
Yeah,
and he looks at me, and he's like, he came over later, and he's like, "Are you guys done already?" I was like, "No." He's still explaining all this stuff, because the guy spent, like, 10, 15 minutes explaining to me what it was.
Oh.
And I was like, "I already know."
And James put on and immediately fell over. He's like, "I can't handle it." So they put headphones on you and these glasses.
Yeah.
So what was your... Was it a game or what did you play?
Yeah, I was a spellcaster.
What's
basically,
that?
I cast spells. So I was a magician.
I love that you explained. That's right. Vampire Jones,
so,
not vampire.
The things that I could do, I can make a shield with one hand because you use these special remotes and it tracks your fingers and everything. And so I use shield with one hand and then I could throw fireballs with the other or make a spear, a special spear.
Wait, what are the controls? Are they two separate hands?
Yeah, they're two separate hands, almost like a Wiimote, but it's way better than a Wiimote.
Okay.
And so you can do everything with that. It can tell where your fingers are. So when you move your fingers.
Is it a computer? It's a computer, right? It's tracking you? What's tracking you? Is it on a TV or computer?
It's on a computer, yeah. Yeah.
It's a gerbil.
You need a computer. And there are some sensors that they had. Also, it tracks where you are. I don't know if you'll get that, but the whole package was great. I was like, this is really fun. Now, would I go out and buy it? I don't know. You'd have to have a really good game. But I could see like people wanting to do this. It's super immersive. Like, I don't need a life anymore. I can just put on the goggles and play World of Warcraft.
One game I know that a bunch of people really like is just mini golf. It's a mini golf game.
Really?
Yeah.
So you just go up and like putt?
Yeah, you have the controller and you hold it like a... what are those called?
Remote.
A putt? Club.
You hold
a club.
You hold them like a club and
turn off your phones.
And you play mini golf. And so there are... It depends on the game. I would not want to play a first-person shooter like that. I'd throw up.
What? So, Adrian's texting me during the podcast.
Hey, Adrian.
Is a wreath shaped like a horse head. It's fantastic.
It's a terrible wreath.
So that's what I did. That's what's going on in my life. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, that's cool.
Wait, you're getting an Oculus Rift?
Are you going to buy one?
Maybe. One day.
They're only like three.
Will you get a PS4 one?
No, I'll get Oculus Rift. It's better.
No, sorry. But do you have a computer? Games. Isn't that for the computer?
Yeah, I'll buy a computer.
You buy a computer to get, buy a PS4, get the one on PlayStation.
So you could go to Best Buy now and test it out?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, set up. It's set up by
it's
the
a
computer.
Virtual reality thing?
Yeah, it's VR.
Yeah.
Adrian, no, she was looking at horse wreaths to text me instead of paying attention. Everything James said. He said he played a game called Spellcaster in which you cast spells.
I know. I just want to make sure I could go to Best Buy tonight and play the
you
game.
You can. Yeah. I don't know if there's going to be a line. And it depends on if there's a guy manning the booth.
Because he'll talk to you for 2 minutes.
If there's not, they put it away. You can't do it on your own. He has to like put up the headset on you, and glasses are a pain.
And oh, if you have glasses on?
Yeah, so mine got stuck in there. But no, it's fun. It's fun. It's worth it.
Isn't it like right up on your face? Can you just take off your glasses?
I mean, I left them on because I'm blind without my glasses.
No, but you're blind at distance, but this light is like right next to you.
If you're nearsighted, it's
yeah,
okay.
But it...
Or farsighted?
I don't think that's how it works.
Have you tried?
Yeah, I tried it. Have
can
you
see distances?
No, I don't know. I'm just
even
saying.
Even though the screen is right in front of
it's
your face?
It's like looking through binoculars without...
Oh, yeah, because it's 3D, so you see the distances.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh.
What if you never need glasses again?
No.
Science solved the mysteries. Okay.
I think it works like real life.
What do you mean it doesn't work
like... Meaning you're blind.
No, because light is emanated from that distance.
Adrian, what have you been watching this week?
Yeah, thank you. I love that sound effect. Okay.
What a dumb sound effect.
We're getting
it. Hey, you know who's...
Oh, man. Adrian, hurry. Save our podcast.
Fantastic Beasts.
And where to find them. So this movie's about Fantastic Beasts and where to find them.
Are we talking about this now or later?
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
So Adrian, I saw this. You guys haven't seen this movie yet?
Nope.
It's a new Harry Blotter. Harry Potter.
Harry Blotter?
I will say I was very happy to hear the music and see the big WB.
Yeah.
Like, just hearing that again just brought me back, like...
Is that it? I tried to do the Harry Potter theme and I wasn't close.
Oh my gosh, this guy.
No.
No, wait, no, that was Star Wars. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. Okay, oh my gosh, this is terrible.
All right, here we go.
All right, so I really enjoyed it. Thought it was good.
It was entertaining. It was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard to, I mean.
And
that
was
it.
You're worse than James.
I thought this show was going to be great. I had a feeling it was going to be great.
It is. It's funny.
And right now, it's just, I don't even know.
This is the worst show we've done.
People will be laughing. Okay. So, but what'd you like about it? Like, what was the worldview push?
I love the 1920s feel. Like, all that was awesome. I think I finally got a glimpse of like why people love all the Marvel movies so much. Because Harry Potter is something I know all about. So all the little hidden things or like hints towards, since it is basically a prequel.
Yeah.
All the hints towards like what's to come and all of that, like I got. And it made me really excited.
Yeah, because this is supposed to be like one of five or one of six.
I don't know.
There's going to be like four or five other ones.
So,
I'm like, wait, they found all the Fantastic Beasts.
I just sort of got back to like the J.K. Rowling's just had a couple of misses, like the Cursed Child book that we talked about,
and then that
Harry Potter series,
and then that one mystery she tried to watch.
Right. And so I just felt like this was like back on track.
Right.
for the original, like, mystery, but also having some sort of kid elements and fun. So,
but okay, anyway. So the worldview, because it's really about this guy that, like, is misunderstood. And so he's trying to, like, teach people about these fantastic beasts because they don't know about them. Like, the wizarding world is scared of these beasts. And he's like, no, there's good properties. Like, you guys just don't know them like I know them. And so it's kind of like about getting to know somebody before you make judgments. Because that's kind of, like, everybody judges him. And he's like, no, like, you can be kind to other people. And they're, he had a muggle friend, or as they're called in America, because this one takes place in America, Nomadge. That means they don't have magic.
Oh, man.
And so, but they call them muggles, and I was like, oh, that's cool. They're, like, the language is different a little bit. And so, yeah, but it was just an interesting, like, take on that whole, like, hey, get to know somebody before you judge them. And so he did that with his beasts, but everybody judged him, and he's like, no, I'm a nice person. But I will say this about the movie. He was really hard to understand at times.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the main character, I'm like, either the music was loud or... like,
Andy had a lot of trouble understanding him. He's like, I didn't understand half of the things.
I watched that movie with subtitles so I could understand the English guy. Yeah. I was like, what?
But I thought all the acting was really good.
And yeah. And the effects are amazing. Like, when they do, like, the beasts and stuff, you're like, this is really cool.
I thought, going into it, I was like, I'm coming in to kind of get the background of Harry Potter stuff. I could care less about the beasts and all that. Like, I wasn't really looking forward to that, but... I'll say they did it very well.
Yeah.
And I it was very interesting.
It was good. I liked it. All right. You also watched...
Okay. Have you guys heard of Sicario?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw it. I watched it. It's on Amazon Prime now. So...
Wait. You got Amazon Prime, Netflix, and Hulu?
Yeah.
Man.
Well, we're not paying for any...
Steelers. Okay. So...
I mean... No, we're paying for all of those. We're not paying for any sort of, like... cable or whatever.
Oh, okay.
That's, all you need is YouTube,
right? They don't even have internet. So it's really weird how they even get away with
this. Just plugged in their neighbors. Yeah,
neighbors. Right,
so, anyway, has anyone seen that?
Nope.
What?
Okay.
Sicario?
I cannot recommend it on this podcast. It's rated R.
But other podcasts.
Really for language and violence. There's very, very violent images. There's not much, like, actual violence.
Okay.
But it is about the cartel and stuff. So if you like Breaking Bad, you'll like this.
If you like murders.
Is this Narcos?
No, Sicario.
Oh.
Sicario.
Is that an anime? Sounds like an anime.
It's pretty, like...
I like how James was like...
Really suspenseful and intense. Acting is good.
It's Javier Bardem, right?
No.
Oh, who is it?
Guillermo del Toro or whatever.
Who's the actor?
Emily Blunt.
And who's the guy in it? Isn't it Javier Bardem? Okay, I don't know.
No, it's not him.
All right.
Could be the guy that looks like him.
No, it doesn't even look like him.
Keep going.
And then I was saying, I started some... I wanted to talk about the Hallmark Christmas movie fad.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
I don't have the Hallmark channel, like I just said. We don't have...
Josh Brolin, that's who I'm thinking of. Okay.
That kind of TV, but Amazon does have some, if there can be, knockoff... Hallmark Christmas
movie. Oh, man.
Knock off of
the movie. So this, like, I feel like the Hallmark Christmas movie genre is, like, it's pretty big. Like, people follow those.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're, like, so excited about them. And I like them.
They're called old women. Okay.
Right. I like them in a cheesy, like, I just feel like some light Christmas-themed movie or whatever. But I kind of... like them a little bit, ironically, too. Because I can enjoy that they're terribly made or whatever. Yeah. But I was watching the ones on Amazon that are, like, the knockoffs. And they are extra terrible. They're not even, like, slightly enjoyable to watch. So
don't watch Amazon. But I think Netflix has some, too.
Yeah, they have some of the Hallmark ones. And
then watch those.
And there's a Thomas Kincaid line now. So it's instead of, like, Hallmark Christmas movies, Thomas Kincaid Christmas movies.
Oh, gosh.
And they are very, like, Jesus in them.
Oh, really? Hey.
Which, you know what? I did not mind that one. It was called The Christmas Lodge, and this girl's trying to save the lodge for her grandpa. But her grandpa...
saved the lodge by making it convert to Jesus.
No, but he just said that he felt like he could find God out in the woods, and that's why this lodge... in the mountains was so important to him. And so his granddaughter kind of feels the same thing. So she, like, helps don't know.
It's a Christmas movie about the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah.
Not.
But then in the knockoff one I watched, it was called like Small Town Santa, and it was terrible. And the bad guy, like the Bah Humbug guy that did not have any redemptive qualities by the end of the movie, even though the entire town did, was the pastor of the church. And I was so mad. I was somewhere. I was like, Santa.
We're going to watch a Thomas Kincaid Christmas movie.
Yeah. So anyway, thought I'd bring those up.
Okay. I mean, I watched... I did say a lot of stuff. So, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. I saw Moana.
Okay.
I liked it. It was good. If you are taking kids to see this, like, you need to talk about the spiritual implications, because it's about a demigod who says, like, I slowed down the sun and created the islands, and, like, and so he does all this stuff, but it's, and, like, it's very spiritual, like, the... I don't know, there's a character that gets reincarnated as a sea creature and different stuff like that. And like the...
Well, that's interesting, because Kung Fu Panda 3, when James was talking about last week, it's also very spiritual.
Yeah, we talked about that one too. And but even, what was the...
Princess and the Frog.
There's a Pixar short that had... I can't remember, like it was like the Indian gods or whatever. Like
Voodoo?
Vishnu. Voodoo. That's not an Indian
Voodoo,
god.
Princess and the Frog.
Yeah, that's... Yep, well, that was like 10 minutes.
Yeah. There's a short. You just talking said, about the short.
Get off Facebook. Okay. Everybody focus on what we're doing.
What was it in front of? The short in front of?
I don't remember.
Was it the latest Pixar?
Maybe.
It was, was it the one with the volcanoes? Is that what we're talking about?
No, not that one.
That was my favorite one.
That's terrible.
What?
What?
Really sick?
The volcano love one? That was a terrible
I
one.
Love all you.
It was so
But yeah, good. It was either a Disney movie or it was a short, and it was about like Indian gods, and they were like fighting and stuff. Like this kid was imagining it. So so it feels like there's like a lot of spiritual stuff. So this one, is like Hawaiian spiritual stuff. But, it was fun. It was a fun movie. Very cool visuals. There's some like really cool visual stuff in it that was really neat. But I almost like Trolls better.
What?
Yeah. Trolls was really good. Trolls was really fun.
Especially then, where they eat all the trolls.
Yeah.
Because they're like, ah.
Trolls.
They still taste
good. Okay. All right, there's a couple other shows, but one I really want to focus on. So I started Paranoid, which is a Netflix original. It's 8 episodes. I finished 4 of them. It's a crime drama. It's British, but it's pretty good. It's really good, actually. And so it's like there's this one murder. This lady gets stabbed in a park in the middle of the day, and like there's all these people around, but the guy had a hood on, so nobody was like really paying attention to who it was. And so they're like, oh, well, it's this guy. That's kind of like this crazy person that has schizophrenia, and he ends up dying.
Maybe it's not.
Yeah, well, no, he fell off a bridge, and you're like, okay, well, they think he committed suicide, so like, okay, we got to find the murder weapon, we got to, like, there's all this stuff that we've got to figure out, but it's pretty obvious that this guy did it. Well, then they start getting these letters from some anonymous person, like, hey, look into this, and so they're like, who is this sending us stuff, and we're like, we're being watched, so... But I think it's called Paranoid because you don't, like, it's kind of building, like, you don't know everybody. Like, you're kind of learning a little bit about their backstories and stuff. You'll find out, like, okay, this person isn't really who they say they are. They may have changed, but there's something in their past that's weird. Or, like, this one guy's taking medicine for anxiety, but then they, like, he goes back to the doctor and they give him, like, an antipsychotic. And this lady that he's befriended is, she's like, okay, you know what each one of those does separately, but they've never tested those drugs together. They're like, they don't know what the combination of those drugs does. And you're like, oh, that's an interesting point. And so she's like, you could be harming yourself or others and not know it because you don't know what those drugs do. And so you're like, okay, is this guy, is he doing weird stuff? And then you're like, so they kind of like build in this little bit. And it's not even anything like overt, but it's just like, there's just a little thing here and there that you're like, okay, is this guy really okay? Or is he really all there? Is there something about him that you're like, oh, I don't know. So... but it's really good. There's a few bad words, and it's a TV show, so there's obviously people that like decide to hook up that aren't married, because that's every TV show now. So there's no like nudity or anything, at least so far. There's TV-14 as well. So, but yeah, check that out if you're looking for a good mystery. It's one.
And if you're 14 or over,
yeah, it's not a murder of the week, but it's like It's like there's one murder that they're trying to solve. And I like that because it builds the characters. You're like, oh.
You should watch Twin Peaks.
I've heard. So,
season one only.
Still playing The Witness. That game is fantastic. If you have PC or Xbox One, it's out on there now.
Isn't that just like a single puzzle
solve? It's a puzzle game. It's so good. But Siri keeps like...
He's like, oh, The Witness.
Siri keeps listening to
it. Hey, Siri.
I did watch Home with my kids. And then,
Siri?
Okay, so this is what I've been... I'd never watched the show before, but four new episodes came out on the day after Thanksgiving. The Gilmore Girls.
Oh,
alright, I've got to talk about this though, because Gilmore Girls, alright, so, spoiler alert, there's going to be spoilers for the first three episodes of the new four episode slot of Gilmore Girls. I watched bits and pieces of the other show, because my wife would watch it, and I'd like walk in the room sometimes and see like little glimpses of it here and there, or like I'd get home late and she'd be watching it, and so like, so I'd catch like the end of a couple episodes or something, but I don't know that I ever saw a full episode of it. So these are 4 hour-and-a-half episodes. So they're basically like small movies. Yeah. So, yeah, they're basically four different movies about Gilmore Girls. So the show was endearing to people because they, like, talk really fast and make a lot of pop culture references. And they're, like, it's pretty funny, like, dialogue and stuff. But it's just these, this girl, Lorelai, and her daughter, Rory. And it's kind of like their life and, like, what how they live. Because she had her when she was 16. And it's just kind of about how she raises her kid. So, like, I think the daughter is, like, in middle school or maybe high school when the show starts. But now, because they took, like, a long break, because the show was over, but people are like, we want more Gilmore Girls. So they made 4 Netflix-only episodes. But here's the thing. So the daughter is named Rory. And in this, like, she's basically a bad guy. Like, they play her like a nice person and all this stuff. But she's, like, she's sleeping with this guy that's not her boyfriend. That guy's engaged to another girl. But, like, they only, like, he lives in London. So when she goes and visits London for, like, this project she's working on for the newspaper or something, she goes and she stays with this guy. And you're like, why are you doing this? And then like, she has, like, a one-night stand. But the dynamic between her and her mom, like, her mom is, like, her best friend. So they, like, share everything about their lives. So the mom is, like, she comes home, she's like, I had this one-night stand. And she's like... oh, what? And they're like, but she doesn't like ever say bad. Like, she's just like, okay, well, like, let's just talk about like friends would talk about it. And she's like, oh, well, that happens. People do that and all this stuff. And you're like, no, you're her mother. Like help her in her life. Cause right now her life is falling apart. Both of their lives are. But it's like, but the reason she's like that to her daughter is because the grandma, I think her name is Emily, is like a jerk. So Emily's just like always like negative about every single thing. And so Lorelai's like, I'm not gonna put my daughter through that. So she goes like the opposite extreme of like being like her best friend.
Yeah.
You're like, but that doesn't work either. Cause this girl's now 32. She's back at home. Like all her jobs and everything failed and all this stuff. And you're like, yeah, you can't be your kid's best friend, but you also can't be this mean tyrant. Like there has to be a balance.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, I just, because the worldview, the opening quote, it's all any of us wants to find a nice person to hang out with till we drop dead. Not a lot to ask. And I feel like that's kind of the theme of the whole entire show, because it's like about them trying to find love and happiness and fulfillment. And Lorelai is trying to find that, like, with her relationship with her daughter, but also, like, she has a, I guess, her live-in boyfriend. Like, they've been together forever. But the grandma, there's an interesting episode where the grandma's like, my husband and I were married for 50 years. Her husband died. And so she's like, because the actor died in real life, so they wrote it into the show. But she's like, hey, we were married 50 years, and you've got your roommate. She's like, it's not my roommate, Mom. He's like, does he live in your, are you guys married? Does he stays at your house? She's like, yeah. I was like, that's called a roommate. And she's like, no, it's not a roommate. She's like, well, if you love him, then marry him. And she's like, we do love him, but yeah, I do love him, but we love each other, but we're not getting married. And because she saw her parents' marriage and was like, it's not great. And so we can, you know, live together and be okay. But now they're fighting and they might break up, but it's like, there's no commitment, right? So they can break up whenever, and it's not a divorce or anything like that, instead of like working through it. So yeah, it's interesting. But yeah, the worldview it pushes is like, basically do whatever you want to be happy, unless what you do to be happy infringes on my happiness.
Yeah.
Because the girl, Rory, is going to write a book. She's like, I'm going to write a book about us. Like, I'm going to write a book about my life and, like, being raised by a teen mom and, like, how our relationship is and all this stuff. And then Lorelai's like, no, you can't do that. She's like, well, why not? It's my life. She's like, but it's my life too. You can't write about me. She's like, no, dude, Mom, this is good. Like this is be a good thing. She's like, no, my life is private. I don't want you to write about it. And you're like,
oh, all she has to do is change some names and then bam, it's a fictional person.
Yeah. So she's like, no, I want it to be a real book. And the mom's like, no, you can't do that. And so now they're like, they're fighting. You're like, yeah. Oh, they don't
just wait till the person dies and then write the book. They can't tell you no then.
Or she can kill her and then it'll be a mystery.
Oh, man.
Paranoid
too. This show just brought me back to times when I knew this girl who loved Gilmore Girls and she talked about it all the time and I just zone out. And I was the worst friend, I guess, because I just, like, why do you even bother even telling me about this? And she's like, no one else likes to hear about it. I'm like, well, I don't either.
Yeah, I'm in that same category.
And now we're not friends. So,
and that's when she stabbed me.
But she does listen to the podcast.
Oh, well, thanks for listening.
Long-time
listener. So, I don't know if I can recommend this show, because there's a lot of
hey, you don't know
from what I listen to.
Yeah, so because it pushes a lot of bad stuff, but like in the end, like
what was it rated?
I don't know. It was probably TV
14,
PG or 14.
Probably so 14. If you're 14,
the
TV.
So
says
they just they talk about sex, but they never like show anything like even remotely close. I don't think. So at least in these three episodes I watched, but now I'm hooked, right? Because I'm like, well, oh, I gotta know what's gonna happen. Yeah, because there's like
that's what's about
conflict
it's
right
all
now.
About
so I'm like,
conflict.
Oh. Yeah, because it's about her trying to find happiness and peace in life, and she's doing a bad job right now.
And
so.
I'm sure people live like that, too. And it's, so it's
how
not
can
like,
we find happiness and peace?
You can't just be like, oh, no one lives like that. No, people probably
everybody
live
lives
that.
Though.
James, this is what we talked about Sunday. We talked about hope. Because like, her hope is, I'm going to have a perfect life with this guy. We're not going to get married. Like, daughter's going to turn out all right and all this stuff. And like, but it doesn't work that way. Because our hope, if it's dependent on ourselves, is always going to fail. Or depending on other people. If I'm depending on Adrian to make me happy.
That wasn't the bottom line.
Because that won't happen.
That wasn't the bottom line, but we talked about hope and how...
Why are you the worst?
Your life is going to be... 100. 100. I'm a literal embodiment of the 100 emoji. Like her hope is in the other people and other circumstances to make her happy. And it's not working out. And I think she's starting to realize that. So I think episode 4... she's going to come to Christ.
That's a stretch.
Excuse me, Thomas Kincaid presents Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Jesus,
the whole time.
That would be awesome.
Man.
I would love that in a TV show. If, like, it just built and, like, it was, like, about these people trying to find fulfillment and happiness and they couldn't find it. And at the end, they're like, you know what? Jesus brings fulfillment.
The last 2 minutes.
Boom.
And that's it.
Like, and it has to be mainstream. It can't be...
You'll never find
it. No, it's got to be Jesus. It's not...
No, I'm talking about it's got to be mainstream people doing it, not like, you know, Christians.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Remember that Jack Bauer episode where he became a Muslim? That was crazy.
Really?
He did?
Do you remember that? Season 6?
He needed a blend.
Oh, nobody remembers that season.
It's either 5 or 6. Like, at the end, like, he's like, thinks he's going to die because he has some virus or something. And then,
then
a Muslim guy comes in and is like, hey, I'll pray with you or something. Like, to find peace or something. He, like, prays some weird...
But he needed Jesus.
I know. I'm like, no, Jack Bauer! You need the Lord!
Why weren't you there, Chris? Huh?
I know. So
you
I called
let Jack
I called
Bauer
out Kiefer
down. Sullivan. Where were you?
Hey, Jack Bauer doesn't kill his friends.
He does?
I know, all the time. But that's one of my favorite quotes from that movie, or from that TV show. He's like, Jack Bauer doesn't murder his friends like Chloe. Just get in his way, he'll murder you. Like, you can't say that about Jack Bauer. All right.
To him, the country is more important.
I know. He loves America. Thank you, Jack Bauer, for saving our lives. All right, let's briefly talk about movies coming out.
All right.
Because there's a lot of movies coming out.
There's a slew.
The most excited about is Star Wars Rogue One, Star Wars Story.
Really? That's the one?
Yeah, it's about one rogue. Yeah. What else are you excited about?
I'm excited about. It's not on this list.
What did you say?
What is it called? Not Jack Reacher.
John
Wick. John Wick 2.
Yeah, that's not coming out in December.
Nope, it's not. But it's coming out now. And neither is Cars 3.
Yeah, Cars 3
or
looks
Fences.
Good. Dude, Cars 3 looks so realistic. I never saw Cars 2, so I'm gonna have to go watch it. But Cars 3.
You do not have to watch Cars 2.
I know, I've heard.
You barely even needed to watch Cars 1.
Too much Adrian meter. Is doing something on the dock.
So, Rogue One, Lion, That's that movie about the guy that like gets separated from his family.
Silence is coming out on the 25th.
Silence. So, is this going to be evangelistic?
It sounds like it.
So,
I mean, how is it not? He's depending on his faith.
Silence.
He's getting at the idea of God. I can't hear you, and I'm in this country, and I'm going through. Really, it just looks like a lot of torture. Man, it's just a bunch of persecution. Like you see people on crosses, and the tide's coming up.
It's about Japanese missionaries.
Yeah.
To Japan.
Yeah.
No, I mean they're English, right? They're American. Are they American missionaries to Japan?
I don't know.
And so this is like in the 60s. This is based on a true story. And so it's these guys that go because they heard that their like mentor kind of lost his faith, so they're going to find him. Liam Neeson.
Yeah, it's like Taken, like, but backwards.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, Liam Neeson.
Like, it's called Given. So Silence. Yeah, so it's because it's about the silence of God, right? They're like, God, we're here on mission for you, and we don't hear you. Like, what's going on? So, yeah, it looks pretty interesting. But it's like it's Andrew Garfield, played Spider-Man.
Liam Neeson. Oh, Andrew Garfield was in the Mel Gibson movie just came out.
Oh, yeah.
Hacksaw Ridge, which was also about faith.
Yeah, is he fine? Is Andrew Garfield
fine of faith?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes these movies,
They
make people think about it. So... Yeah, but, man, Star Wars. I'm excited about that movie. I love Star Wars. This one looks really good. But here's the thing about this movie. You know everybody's going to die. Spoiler alert.
Not everybody. Darth Vader doesn't die, by the way.
You do know Darth Vader won't die in that movie.
That's true. But everybody else, because you're like...
What about the main...
Because in Episode 4, A New Hope, they're like, you know what? There was a big war. And a lot of people died to get the Death Star plans.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Well, now, wait. You watched The Passion of the Christ, and you knew how that was going to end. Oh, man, Jesus couldn't die.
He doesn't.
No, he did. He died.
He came back, James. I know. Like, just because you know, like, the boat sinks in the Titanic doesn't mean that wasn't a good movie.
I mean, it was, dude. It was so good. I was actually surprised it sank. I was like, there's no way... I know this is based off of history, but man, the way they're setting this up.
It's not based on history. The boat sinking is the only thing based on history.
Jack was... Are you saying he didn't exist?
No.
And the diamond
thing? He exists in my heart.
Whatever the jewel was? I've never actually seen the movie.
Me either. I haven't seen Titanic.
Adrian, do you see Titanic?
Yeah.
I've heard some of the songs. They're great.
Near, far...
It's time to hear your own sound effect.
All right.
It's time for... We're gonna do the top one.
Okay, the top one. So you didn't like the bottom one.
Well, I
didn't. Maybe we did
it
in the past.
We can do both real quick. All right, but this is a 5-year-old calls 911. So this is gonna be a disaster already. But what does he call him for, James? You found this.
All right, so
this
in
is
Florida.
Defuniac Springs in Florida. I think they make these names up. Okay.
Wait, what?
This is from Defuniac Springs.
In Florida. I said Funny Springs. I was like, man, maybe this isn't a real story.
Yeah, go.
Alrighty then. Florida boy calls 911.
Keep going.
To invite deputies for Thanksgiving. I was, silent.
What?
So why don't you just...
So he calls 911 to, invite these guys to Thanksgiving dinner.
While his mother's preparing food in the kitchen, this 5-year-old boy, 5 years old, so, I mean, he can probably only remember three numbers anyway.
Yeah.
And it calls to invite the law enforcement officers over for dinner. So Monica Webster of the Sheriff Department says that with all the bad calls they receive every day, this was a happy call. But young Billy Nolan's family had no idea he invited guests to dinner. And so all these police showed up, and they thought they were getting arrested.
Just one.
No.
Yeah, so they kicked the door in, stole their turkey, and left. No,
So he gets reprimanded when he admitted to calling, and he's crying when Deputy Dannon Bird drove up.
Yeah. And so the deputy thanked Billy for the kind invitation, but then reminded him that 911 was for emergencies. So, hey, kid. Don't ever invite me to dinner. So did he eat turkey? I don't know.
But he also got a sheriff badge out of it.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, that kid's going to grow up to be sheriff.
He's like, you know what?
So it's good stuff just happened in Florida.
Yeah, that was a kind... It was a good story for Thanksgiving. We'll get back to more stupid stuff in Florida next week. But that was good. Good job, Billy Bolin, or whatever your name is. Okay, I don't know what that kid's name was. It's time
Billy
for...
Billy Bolin goes to CrossFit.
I know. What?
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, goes the culture. All right. So this week in the box office, number one, Moana. Moana. Dude, $55 million. Disney. This is Luke. This put him over. They're now a $1 trillion company.
Well, wow. When they were $17 trillion.
They're a gazillion dollars.
Now they're $18 trillion. Yeah. So they did it. Good job, Disney. You finally made a good movie. Moana, number one.
Moana.
Fantastic Beasts, two. Just yeah. $10 million under them. So $45 million. It was good. Disney. Can we recommend? I can recommend Fantastic Beasts. It wasn't that bad.
Magic. It's got magic in it. You can't recommend it.
Was it PG-13?
I wouldn't think so.
Really?
That's a scary element.
Because most of the Harry Potter movies were PG, right? Except the last one.
What? They're PG-13.
Yeah.
Meh.
Who's this guy?
Okay. I don't know. Fantastic Beasts. It was, I didn't, there was there any language? Beasts. It was good. So, yeah. Moana, Fantastic Beasts, go see him. Doctor Strange, third place. Go it was good. Him. Yeah.
So, yeah, it is. All and that's good. Disney, too. So that pushed him over the...
What is?
Oh, Disney? Doctor Strange? Doctor Strange. Disney Marvel.
Yeah.
Marvel.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you guys have anything else to talk about. I have one thing to wrap us up, but if there's anything else.
Is it a bow? Oh, Luke with the jokes.
How funny.
Three pointer right here.
All right.
Luke's funny.
So I watched the Netflix show this week. There is actually a cartoon short. It's only 12 minutes, so you should all go watch it. But it's called House of Small Cubes. So look that up. And it is... there's no talking. And it's this guy. It's a pretty cool world. He lives in this... like
cube,
yeah. It's this little small house, and he's got a hole in his floor that he opens up and he fishes in it. But you like look around the world around him, and like the water, like there's all these tops of buildings, so like all this, like this world has been flooded. And so, he's sitting there, he like gets up one morning and his feet get wet. So he's like, oh, so he goes up on the next level of his house and starts building a new house on top of his other house, and he builds a room. And he's got his pipe, and he, like, leans over the hole to, like, look down to fish, and he drops his pipe, and it goes down to the next level into the water. And he's like, I like that pipe. He didn't say that. He just, you could tell by the way that he acted. And so then he gets this is his old man. He's like an old man. So he gets a wetsuit, and it goes down into the other rooms of the house. But as he goes down, you're like, starts remembering stuff, and it just kind of flashes through his life, and you're like, oh, it's kind of sad. Like, it's just him like reminiscing about life with House of Cubes, House of Small Cubes.
Wait, if he's an old man, how does he build a new house?
Really slow. It shows him just sitting up there. We've got bricks and mortar.
Where does he get that at?
There's a boat that comes by and brings supplies.
What? Why? Is he a waste of time?
Watch it. Well, yeah, because
is this movie sad?
No, it's just about him reminiscing.
Oh. I'd watch it if it's sad.
It's 12 minutes. It's kind of sad.
Oh, it's right up my alley.
I think you'll like it. Because check that out, because it's like, it's 12 minutes, but it's like, I love animated stuff. But it's also just like storytelling. It's like good storytelling. They don't use any words. It's just
you
like
don't
him.
Like anime?
I like animated things.
Oh. Because you always like make fun of James whenever he mentions anime.
I do, because it's funny to make fun of him. I probably would like anime if I started watching it. So, but I just like making fun of you, because people that listen to the show are always like, as soon as the anime corner, I tune out.
Why? Anime,
no, it's not relatable.
It's about life.
It's about
it's
anime.
It's not relatable because nobody watches it, so they don't care.
That is not true.
He's got a problem.
People need to
start watching. There's an anime con in Evansville. No, there are people that watch anime.
Listen to this podcast.
It's just a subculture that like some people. Yeah. So
no, it's there's a lot of people. They're just secret anime watchers.
They do not want to admit.
They don't want to admit it.
Just like you, Adrian.
You're a secret anime watcher.
Yeah, we know.
I have a Miyazaki watcher, not.
But yeah, that's anime.
I know, but...
I heard he's coming out of retirement.
He is. Making a
new movie. Oh, what? How do you... See? Most people wouldn't even know that.
I did not know that either.
You know that, and that's funny.
See? Adrian.
It doesn't have people in it. It's just about a caterpillar or something.
It's still an anime. It's just because it has a caterpillar as the main character.
How about Princess Mononoke?
It's Mononoke, and
oh, look at these anime.
The fact that you know that is really amazing.
You guys are just anime snobs. You like the really good, high quality anime.
Yeah.
While James and I are like, we'll take any.
That's why people don't like Anime Corner.
Hey, Bloodlad, it's a vampire show about vampires. Yeah, sold me.
It's like American TV shows. There's garbage. You're surrounded by it, and then there's that one gem. Like, what about MacGyver? What happened?
Oh, it's terrible.
What happened to Lethal Weapon?
It's still on. It's so good. Go watch Lethal Weapon. I want, man.
I'm just saying
the series finale, or not series finale, the mid season finales this week.
And then you have like shows. Decided. What's a good TV show? I don't know. Sherlock.
Gilmore Girls.
So there you go.
British.
It's but there's those gems in the rough, and that's with anime. You gotta watch the rough to find the gems.
It's true.
And when there's a lot of rough.
That is very true. There's just, it's like there's people in Japan just making anime.
What do you mean?
It's like that is true.
All right, go watch the Cars 3 trailer. Watch House of Cubes, House of Small Cubes on Netflix.
Twilight Zone. Watch every episode.
Twilight Zone.
Watch the new OK Go video.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that is amazing. Go search OK Go. What's it called?
Should be in there. In the header. Right on the bottom.
Yeah, it says OK Go has released completely bonkers new music video.
Oh, just type that in.
Search that.
Yeah, OK Go.
Just
new
type
video.
In OK Go and it'll come up usually on the top page.
All right, Luke, you got an interesting point about OK Go. Because their music's not great.
They're not a band anymore. They're more of like just
performing
a short,
artists.
They're like a short filmmakers. That's what they are. Like 3 to 5 minute.
They make their own
films.
Music.
And they just have, like, some generic music in the background.
There's a Netflix show about the making of their last video. Because that's how crazy their videos are. They're like, well, you know what?
They
we just have a Netflix show about this.
Spend more time thinking about what to do about their videos than the music.
Like, do we have to put a song to this one? Yes, you do.
All right, okay, let's work
they
on
probably
it.
Have someone change.
They make the video
I think
first.
That's what makes them successful. Like,
that's what I'm not saying they're unsuccessful, but I'm saying...
Their music's not great. If they were just a band, they wouldn't have made it.
They've taken their strength.
If they're just a band, they wouldn't have made it? What's
if you remove their music videos?
If you take away their music videos, people wouldn't like really care about their music, I don't think.
Yeah.
That's what,
or they wouldn't be as popular.
They're really smart at knowing what they're good at, and they're like, but I kind of want to put music to it.
They have a stop motion video that's like them with people in a park. I'm like, how do you do this? Like, because it's like a day. Like you see the... Like night and day change, and like they're I'm like, this is crazy.
Stop motion, Ben White.
Yeah, but I don't know how they. It's crazy. So, but yeah, check out that new video by OK Go.
The hit short film producer.
Also watch David Blaine Real or Magic. I watched so much stuff. That one was interesting too.
You're making fun of James for being Titanfall in one day.
Yeah,
less than 18 hours.
I watched it over a week's time period. I watched it at night.
Like nothing is wrong with doing this sort of stuff anymore. It's totally socially acceptable because we do it. Binging is a thing, people.
No, I
binge video games. Binge.
I didn't binge watch anything though. I'm just watching it. Yeah,
I'm
James,
talking about me. It's okay.
Quit making sorry excuses for your poor, pathetic wife.
Whoa! Wow!
I'm kidding.
Oh man!
I'm gonna go
okay,
now.
We gotta cut that.
Right, I gotta say something positive now, James.
Oh, that's good.
Oh. You're a good Titanfall player. No, I'm joking because I do the same thing. Look.
Only because he's married.
I know. That's the thing.
That's what holds him back.
If I didn't have to get up to bring my kid to school at 8 o'clock in the morning, dude, I would be playing video games nonstop. Oh! I will save it for the end of the podcast. My life hack of Black Friday.
Oh.
I life hacked Black Friday. We're going to talk about this.
I don't know what that means.
All right. So, life hack is anything I do that's cool. So,
okay. So, nothing.
All right. Adrian, did you go Black Friday shopping?
No.
None of you did?
No.
Okay. I did.
You did?
I got my Titanfall game.
He bought something for
Black
himself.
Friday.
You went on Black Friday? Was it crazy?
No, it was fine. I was fast.
Where'd you go?
Best Buy.
So you walked in.
Got my game.
Wait, but weren't you going to get something else and it sold out?
Yeah, they were sold out another game I wanted.
What was it?
Battlefield 1.
Battlefield 1! Okay.
Why would you want that? That's garbage.
So on Saturday, I had some time to myself and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go shopping. So I
that's what he does when
I went to Target because there was something there that I was going to get from my wife that I can't tell her because she listens to the show. So,
does she?
So yeah, she does. So she's listened to every episode. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, so
she has nothing better to do.
It's just that she loves my voice that much.
She must.
So I went to Target, and while I was there, I was like, "Oh, look, what?" Hey, Angela, if you're listening to this around the kids, don't let them hear this part. Okay, so Finding Dory, $10. I'm like, what? What? This is a Black Friday deal. It's Saturday.
On Blu-ray, right?
On Blu-ray.
Okay, because it's got to be Blu-ray.
Yeah, it was Blu-ray $10. I was like, oh, good. Then they have like next to like Target version with 2 hours of extra bonus features, $27. Yeah. I'm not buying $27. I'm the $10 one, Blu-ray. So I got that, and then I wanted the new Tomb Raider game. I was like, oh. Went over there, the place where it was, so you have to like, they have to open it up and get it, and it was like, oh, there, like the display was out, there was like a blank there, so I'm like, oh, that means they're sold out of that, because there's no blank, but next to it was the Star Wars Force Awakens Legos, it was $35, I was like, oh, I'm going to get that for Quincy, because nice. You can play two players, like, we'll teach her the Star Wars Legos games are great, so it's like, I'll teach her these games. Okay. So I got that. So when the lady looked it up, I was like, hey, is there any more Tomb Raider games in there? And there was one left in the back.
He got it.
And I got that. I was like, okay, everything I wanted and more because I didn't even want Finding Dory. I was like, what, $10? I can't not afford not to get that. It's normally like $27. So I was like, dude, I saved so much money. So here's my life hack. You go on Saturday and they've like restocked stuff and the stuff that you like waited in line for hours for on Thursday or Friday is there. And there weren't lines. Like, because the lady that helped me, she had to unlock the case to get the game. She's like, you ready to check out? I was like, yeah. So she walked over, checked me out right there, didn't have to wait in line. Boom. And I got all the deals I wanted.
Boom.
Life hacked Black Friday. Booyah.
Take that.
And that's the end.
This is Podcast Viewfinder episode 81. Thanks for listening. I'm Chris.
And I'm James.
I'm Adrian.
And I'm Luke.
You almost forgot your name.
No, I was about to say Chuck again.
You're like, I don't even know. All right.
I'm reading this thing about the Oculus.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Podcast Viewfinder. Just because we talk about a game, movie, book, show, or celebrity does not mean we endorse them or the product. So we want you to use discernment about what you take in. So look it up before you consume, and see you next time. Podcast Viewfinder.